Hi, and welcome back. Now we're going to talk about business transactions. The business transaction represents economic events that take place during the course of the day-to-day business operations. These events must be able to be reliably recorded. Businesses conduct many activities that do not represent business transactions. The transactions are analyzed to determine if the events affect components of the accounting operations. So, for instance, one event is you purchase a computer. This is a recorded transaction that must be documented. You have a meeting and you discuss potential customers. You do not document this. This is not a documentable transaction. If you pay a rent for your building, that is. To record a business transaction, we have what's called the accounting equation. And here you can see we have assets equal liabilities plus owner equity. So for instance, an investment by an owner. An owner invests $15,000 cash into his business. What's being affected? First you have cash, $15,000 cash. So your assets must equal your liabilities and your owner's equity. So the cash is an asset, and $15,000 you're putting into your business, so it's an equity into your business. So you have $15,000 as an asset and $15,000 as an owner's equity. The second transaction that's recordable is a purchase of equipment. So if you purchase a computer equipment for $7,000 cash, what's being affected again? Again, you're going to take away the $7,000 from the cash that you already have, and then you also are buying a piece of equipment for $7,000. Okay, so you have two areas that's being affected: your cash and your equipment. Okay, and as you can see, because the accounting equation must always be in balance, so you have your assets at $15,000, and you have your owner's equity still at $15,000. Your next transaction, you want to purchase some supplies on account, and you're going to spend $16,000. This is called credit, okay? So what's going to be affected? So you're not spending cash, you're buying on account. So you're in essence extending some credit, or you're having a credit extended to you. So you're going to, what is your asset? Your supplies are your asset for $16,000. Or $1,600, I'm sorry. So you're adding a new account, which is another asset account, which is supplies, and you're adding a new liability account, which is your accounts payable, for $1,600. And as you can see from the demonstration, that your balance, your assets and your liabilities and owner's equity are remaining equal once the transaction is complete. The fourth transaction, you're going to perform some services for cash, okay? So now we have a new account to add to the accounting equation. You have a revenue account, which is part of the owner's equity, okay? So for $1,200, you're going to be paid for whatever services you do. So you're receiving the cash of $1,200, and then you're recording it as revenue on the other side of the equation. So, and you still remain in balance with $17,800 on both sides of the equation. Your fifth transaction, you're going to purchase advertising on credit. Again, credit. You're not extending cash at this point. Okay, so you're going to receive a bill from your advertiser in the amount of $250. So what are you going to do with this? How are you going to record this? We're going to add another account category to the accounting equation, which is expense. Okay, so again, you are, because you have credit instead of cash, you're going to put the $250 under the accounts payable, and advertising expense is an expense, so you're going to add it to the $250 on the expense. And again, at the bottom, you are still remaining in balance with the $17,800. The sixth transaction, you're going to perform for cash and credit, okay? So you perform $3,500 worth of services, and the customer pays you $1,500 in cash, and the remainder you're going to bill to his account, okay? So now we're going to open a new account, which is called accounts receivable. This is money that is owed to you by one of your clients, okay? So the first entry is going to be $1,500 to cash. The second one is going to be $2,000 to accounts receivable. And then on the other side of the equation, you have revenue of $3,500. And again, your equation is remaining in balance with $21,300 on both sides. The seventh transaction, you have some payments of expenses. The following expenses were paid with cash: $600 on your office rent, $900 to salaries and wages of your employees, and $200 for utilities. So you're paying these out, so you're taking $1,700 from your cash. And what are you doing with your cash? You're paying $600 for rent, $900 for salaries and wages, and $200 for utilities and expense. And again, both sides of the equation must balance, so now you're at $19,600 with a balance on both sides of the equation. Your eighth transaction, payment of accounts payable. So you have a client, you as an owner are going to pay a bill worth $250, okay? So you're going to deduct it from your cash, and then your accounts payable, remember, is what you owe someone for something that they have provided to you. So you're going to pay $250 of that, so that's going to come off of there. Again, you have your assets and your liabilities, and they're on both sides of the equation, it's still going to remain intact and in balance for $19,350. The ninth transaction for the day, you're going to receive cash on account. You're going to receive $600 from a customer who's paying for services, who billed you for services. Okay, so you're going to receive the $600. And then you're going to take the $600 away from the money that they owe you, which is your accounts receivable, okay? So again, remember that you always must be in balance on the assets and the liabilities and the owner's equity. And as you can see, with those two transactions, you still remain intact at $19,350, okay? The tenth transaction, you're going to withdraw cash from the owner. When a business is set up, you have an owner's equity, you have owner's capital account, which is the money that was invested by the owner into that account, and you have an owner's drawing account. The drawing account is any money that the owner would take from his business. So in this case, the owner is going to withdraw $1,300 for personal reasons, okay? And he can do that, as long as it's documented. So he's going to take $1,300 from cash, and we've created a new account under the owner's equity of the owner's drawing account, and it's going to take add $1,300 to that. Again, you're still remain intact and in balance at $18,050. So below, okay, this is the summary of all 10 transactions. Please note that during the recording of these transactions, both sides, you must remain in balance. If it is not in balance, something is wrong, okay? When evaluating a business transaction, they are analyzed for the effect on the three components of the basic accounting equation and the specific items within each component. Okay, so if you take a look at what we have here, we have our assets equals our liabilities plus our owner equity. Within the owner equity, you have the owner's capital, the owner's drawing, revenue, and expenses. Now, when you added the owner's capital and the drawing and the revenue and expenses, and what's called an expanded accounting equation. The basic equation is the assets equals liabilities plus owner's equity, okay? So as you can see here, we started with transaction one, and all the way through 10. And within each transaction, you can prove your checks and balances, okay? And at the bottom, you can see that through all of the transactions that you've remained in balance with $18,050.